Yeah, and you're welcome back to the Bonrose Club. O'Neill is here in the parish of Lake Patrick in Glenmornan in County Tyrone. We had a very entertaining first half to our broadcast tonight, and we're going to continue in that theme because we will be talking in the next few moments to Stephen O'Neill, Martin McHugh and John Lynch. We'll be getting their expert opinion on what's going to happen this weekend as Tyrone take on Mayo. And are you guys here in the club room still as confident as what you were just over an hour ago when we started? Yeah! There indeed, we have a good crowd in here, but we're all following social distancing protocols. We've got a marquee up outside, we've got the speakers up outside as well. There's a lot of people standing outside in the fresh air. I see it's starting to get dark there now, and we watched all the young ones, all the underage involved in this club with their training a short time ago. And we spoke to the likes of Ryan McShane, who's Cahill McShane's cousin, and he had a training session with the young group earlier, and that of course is the core and the heart of what the GAA is all about. And they're looking for the next Cahill McShane here, so they are amongst all those young ones, and what it will do if an All-Ireland is to come the way this weekend to this fantastic club and the idyllic setting here in Glenmornan, in the village of Glenmornan. We've also got the Tyrone senior ladies captain, who's not too far away from here. She's part of the Strabane Sigerson's club. Tori McLaughlin is her name, so give her a welcome here down the road into Owen Rose, and she's talking to Tom Comack. Tom.
The sack from the Strabane Sigerson's minor team management because she left the game before it was over. Tori, you're very welcome. Looking forward to the weekend just like everybody else?
Oh, 100%. There's a great buzz around the county, isn't there? And especially around these parts, obviously, with Cahill being represented. So very much looking forward to it, and hopefully we can do the job this year.
You're trying to claim him in Strabane as well?
I think we are at this stage. No, obviously, it's great pride for his own club here. Owen Rose, but likewise for neighbouring clubs like our own Strabane Sigerson's, we're very proud that he's representing our end of the county, and it's always good to have that representation, so fair play to him, and we do wish him all the best.
And I'm sure you've been at a lot of Tyrone games down the years, because obviously your dad Kieran is highly involved with Tyrone and now with the Ulster Council.
I have, right for you, I was just saying this, is how important it is for the kids, like, because I remember 03 and I was no age back then, like, and you do remember?
You remember Declan Crossan, do you?
I remember what, sorry?
Declan Crossan.
Well, as I say, I wasn't very old, but I do remember that day, and I remember going to the game, and that's what the kids remember now, like, it's the memories that they're making, and look, regardless of the result, like, even a few years ago, it's great to see the buzz around, and it's great for the children in particular.
Who was your favourite back in 2003?
Oh, well...
Go on, sis.
Well, I'm a defender, so I can't say Stevie, but I have to say a defender. I have to mention the block. Yeah. Right enough, we have a modern one now we can talk about after last Saturday, but...
Who's that?
Oh, the great block, Petey's block.
Petey Herr. Tell me, what do you make of Tyrone this year?
Oh, sure. What could we make of them other than just serious work that they appeared to have put in, and... Their championship campaign has been second to none, like, so it's testament to them. They've clearly worked very, very hard, and they deserve to be where they are, and the great representation they're given to the county, it's really a credit to them.
You want to tell me that at the start of the year you expected this?
Probably not. Like, I was listening to a lot of commentary today, and I think there was a few on the radio today, and look, I suppose a lot of people said under new management an Ulster title would have been a great achievement, and obviously we've did that, and we go and try and do one better this week, but sure, isn't it unbelievable for them, for management, for players? There's a lot of players my age and younger, and it's phenomenal, as I said, the achievements that they have. It's really a credit to them, and the work and dedication that it takes is probably not very many people realise the dedication it takes. It takes up a lot of time and effort, and credit to them.
And who's your favourite on this team now?
I think if I didn't say Cahill, I wouldn't get out of here, would I?
And tell me, what kind of a season had you with the Tyrone ladies?
We'll just end it there, will we? No, look here, we had a difficult season, to be honest, not like the mid, but... Look, it is what it is, and we go, but it's important for the whole county, as someone asked me last night, just likewise, it's important for young girls to have role models, just like the young boys, like, and they do, and even looking up to the men this weekend, it's important, but likewise, it's important that they know that there's a ladies team there as well, and that they have role models to look up to for everybody's daughters and girls as well, so the LGFA is getting there, and as a ladies team, we try hard, we put in the same dedication and work rate, and maybe someday we'll get our comeuppance in terms of All-Ireland finals.
Well, can performances like this year, and particularly particularly the one against Kerry, and if they were to go on to win the All-Ireland, inspire you maybe next year?
Okay, absolutely. Like, as I said, look, the LGFA is obviously a different game in itself, but I think the buzz that it's brought to the county, and just in times, especially after the last year or two, I think everybody's welcomed this happiness and buzz and atmosphere that's brought to it. So, of course, it always pushes you on, and you can always hope that we can replicate it from the LGFA side of things and get back to Croke Park someday.
So, looking forward to Saturday. Have you got a ticket?
I do. Very lucky to get one and happy to help.
Well, then, I think that's probably why.
I get a ticket for my own rights and my own membership of the club.
Very, very political answer. Tory McLaughlin, we thank you very much. Back to you, Washington.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Well done, Tory. And thanks to Tory for joining us. By the way, Tom's got their open mic out there, so if you want to ask a question maybe to any of our expert panel up here, you can just raise your hand. And I'm surprised Paul McDivitt isn't with us tonight, a regular, of course, on Highland, one of the presenters on a Saturday. A Tyrone mad, emphatic fan, I think, is the best way to describe him, because every time you walk into the building, he's got an O'Neill's top on him. So he does. But is it the TYR gang? Is that... TRY gang are here, Paul. I'm sure you're tuned in. They're laughing away. They know what it means. You know what it means. We don't have a clue, so we don't, Paul. But okay, then. Let's continue with the broadcast here from the home of Cathal McShane. We are in the Owen Rose O'Neill's Club in the parish of Lake Patrick. And it's a fantastic venue down here. Fantastic club rooms. Fantastic facilities. And it's a fantastic week, because they are, of course, looking forward to an All-Ireland final and hoping that their man will bring home the Sam Maguire. We've got a couple of men sitting on the top table with us that have experienced that. We all know Stephen O'Neill. Many times have we mentioned him here tonight already. Clannagh man from up the road, player of the year 2005, three-time All-Ireland winner, several All-Stars, and he's sitting centre of stage, and to his right is another man that's won the Sam Maguire back in 92 with Donegal. He's got a couple of Ulster titles as well, and a few All-Stars, Martin McHugh. And another All-Star as well. To his left, he hasn't come too far, John Lynch. He's got three Ulster titles as well. He's an All-Star with Tyrone. Give them a round of applause. This is our expert panel tonight. Gentlemen, you're welcome. You're welcome here to the club, and you're welcome to the broadcast of Highland Radio. I think, Stephen, we might start with you, because you're the man that's closest to here. You're only, what, about 10, 15 minutes up the road?
Yeah, 10 minutes up the road.
Uh-huh. 10 minutes up the road. And you're still kicking a football, we're here tonight as well.
I don't know about kicking a football. Uh-huh. It's funny, whenever you start out, Oisín, minors, you're mad keen to get on the team. Under-20s, you're mad keen. And senior, you definitely want to make it. But over 40s, the manager's torturing you to come out. So I was tortured, and I eventually went out.
Yeah, you don't know, right, so you did, but...
Ah, it was grand. Yeah. It was enjoyable. It was good to get back out. I had to get doing something. I was getting a bit lazy in my old age, so it was good to get out and do a wee bit of training and turn out then against the two Clannagh men too, playing for Antrim, so it was good fun.
Yeah. Listen, you're one of the most decorated players in the history of Tyrone football, so you're probably the most decorated at this stage. What's it like now as a neighbour looking down through the valley here and into Owen Rose and on All-Ireland week?
Listen, as a Tyrone man, I'm just delighted Tyrone's there, and it's all about inspiring the next generation for Tyrone. I was just chatting to Martin there about the Donegal structures and the teams, and you know, I'm just delighted Tyrone's there, and it's great that Cahill's here. It's great for this area, all the young players looking up to him. We have the school up there, St Michael's, and it caters for both areas and both clubs. So it's a brilliant experience for them to experience it. I'm glad that the All-Ireland final's put back that week. I know some people in Kerry mightn't be, but it's great for the school to experience that. All the schools will probably have their red and white day tomorrow. So it's a brilliant experience to inspire the next generation of youth, because that's what's important. We want to keep Tyrone at that top table, and we've been very lucky over the last 20 years that Tyrone have been in the top 5-6 teams at any of those periods, you know.
Yeah, and your own man, Brian Doher's got a huge part to play in this, so he has.
Massive part, and like everybody in this area knows how the type of player he was and the type of person he is, and he's very, very driven, and he will leave no stone unturned on Saturday, and I'm sure that he'll have the boys well motivated and well coached and well prepared for the
game. Can you see that on the line with him, watching him on the line? He's bringing all those attributes that he had as a player to management.
You see the steely determination that's always there, the focus, and you know, like he has a great management team around him, Fergal and Colley, Peter Donnelly, Big Joe. you know, he's a great bunch of lads there around him, and obviously then working with quality players like Cahill and all the other lads, it I'm sure it makes his job a lot easier too whenever he has that support around him.
Could you see that happening were there now at the start of the year that Tyrone could be fighting for the Sam Maguire with one game to go?
I've worked with a good few of those lads, and I knew the quality that was there. So I did. I always think Tyrone's going to win anyway. So it's just in my nature, I suppose. And I had no doubt that we were going to put it up to Kerry, and I was delighted that we did that. But I thought that Tyrone were definitely, you know, in the top three anyway, for three, four teams for the All Ireland this year.
Yeah, John Lynch, would you agree with that?
I would agree. Well, I suppose, you know, at the start, I wouldn't have imagined that we'd been in the running, but. Especially with a change in management and stuff, but you have to. We still have to look back and throw in like 2018. I think it was Stevie. You were there. It was 2018. Yeah. We could beat in the final. So, you know, we were there and thereabouts. But the team is still there. The players are still there. But I think it was probably the domination more so of what Dublin started to do, and then the re-emergence of Kerry. That sort of, from a throwing point of view, we were thinking, well, look, we're down the list again here, big time. So. Initially, at the start of the year, if you had asked me at the start of the year, I would say, well, we'll give it a run. But to win an Ulster Championship, if somebody said to me you'll win an Ulster Championship, I would have been happy with that. So, you know, there's the bonus is now the fact that we're sitting in the All-Ireland final. So, you know, this is what it's about. Like.
Yeah. Bring Martin McHugh in. Are you a bit jealous tonight, Martin?
Yeah, we're kind of fed up coming up to Tyrone here before our Ireland finals, right? Hope this is not the start of a big trend now or anything else out there. But I was just thinking there, you were saying that I won an All-Ireland. I remember Pat Spillane naming how many years he won All-Irelands, and then the crowd says to him, well, you didn't mention 75. He says, we don't talk about winning a Rose and Kerry. And, coming up this area is my first time ever in the area, you know, and just saying, I didn't know that Stephen was just here. We're tortured with this book for long enough at number 14. Now the boy comes on down the road at number 14 and we're tortured with him since he came along. So it must be a great area producing full forwards and that there. But listen, it's great from the club point of view, you know, over here, that Cal's back and going really well because, you know, bad injury he picked up and everything else, and, you know, chose the carriage in the individual himself to get back to the level he is. And I've always said, and I chatted to a few full-backs, and they said, same as the man beside me here, it's movement. And we look at small men, and I was small, and small men normally have reasonably good movement, but to get a big player that has that movement that he has, that's why he's also difficult to mark a player. And even his manager out there, Paddy Campbell, was saying that he's down here every night when the lads are training and everything else, and he said the thing he's very good at is movement, is taking a sweeper out, which is not an easy thing at the minute with sweepers playing back in front of that area and in front of it. But, you know, he's a great credit, and I just wish he wasn't born about 10 or 12 miles down the road and we would have him, you know.
Well, his granny, if it was international soccer, we could claim him through his granny because she's from Tory Island.
I knew there was a Donegal connection, and there had to be a Donegal connection there.
Listen, you've watched Cahill and obviously you've worked with Cahill in squads, so you have Stephen has been part of management, and he really had a tough time. It was a tough time for when you pick up an injury like that, and as we said to the boys earlier on, it can be difficult, it can be hard, doubts are in your head. But to bounce back the way that he done, and to put on a performance like he done the last day when he came on in the second half and scored what he did, he's a massive part of the cog in this Tyrone engine. So he is.
He's massive. As Martin says, like physically, he's so imposing. He's quick and his foot movement is brilliant, and his movement is class. But I'm sure there's plenty of dark nights, and his family probably could tell you that it was lonely, probably having to go out to the gym and do rehab work, and you know that fear maybe too of not getting back to what you were capable of doing. So it is a credit to him. You would love to see him getting more game time, but the role he has at the minute is absolutely brilliant because he's coming on, you know, a full back after 40 minutes, 50 minutes. I'd have to mark that there. I think it would be any fullback's worst nightmare. Yeah. And I'm sure Lee Keegan would not, after 50 minutes of the final on Sunday, or, you know, he might be starting on Sunday. Yeah. I don't know.
He's
obviously
good enough to start.
He could be starting. Yeah. So listen, I obviously don't know, but having somebody of his calibre coming off that bench, it just changes the game, and it changed, you know, what he did. He got 1-3 against Kerry, he came on against Cavan, had 3 points against Donegal, he had 2 points or something as well. So class player, and we're just very lucky to have him, and you know, no doubt, whenever he is a full run at a season, he'll be a starting player, obviously, you know.
Tom?
Yeah, indeed, and I suppose you do raise a pertinent point there, Stephen. Would you start him? Should he start? Or is it like the Aidan O'Shea situation?
Listen, I think he's a much better footballer than Aidan O'Shea. So, first of all, so I wouldn't compare him to him. Listen, it depends on you know, Brian and Fergal and the boys will be looking at the tactical side of things. How best can they start this game, get a good foothold in the game? How best are they going to finish it as well? Because all these games, especially at that level, when there's a kick of the ball between them top teams, it'll come down to that last 10, 15 minutes. It'll come down to the players making the right decision through tiredness and exhaustion. And when you have somebody like that coming on who is mad keen, as I said, physically imposing, speed, power, strength, it's a finisher. It's a very, very tempting you know, not to keep him in reserve nearly, but I'd say it'll depend on those things, and I'm sure over the next 2 weeks after the video work they would have done a mail that they'll make that call.
I'd say that's a vote for keeping him in reserve.
Funny, Tom, I would actually start him on Sunday, because if you look at different situations, you don't probably... People say, you know, you don't want a game in the first 10 minutes, but you definitely could lose a game in the first 10 minutes. And we look at, to go back to even 2012, when Donegal put Mayo away in the first 10 minutes. And, you know, with a high ball coming on top of them and that there. And then we look at games this year. Galway had a big start against them. And, you know, that's what I would look when he gets. And then you have players like Matty Donnelly and that can come back and sit and give him a break every now and then. That's only my own opinion. I don't know what level of fitness he's at and everything else, but if I was manager of Mayo, I'd be glad if he wasn't starting to tell you this. I'd say, we'll go at it and we'll push. If you have a player on him, push up. A player that's, if you're picking him up, you have to. John will probably tell you better than this by playing in defence and that there. But you're afraid to leave him. So we'll keep it Mayo, them Mayo players that like attacking, keep one of them back. It's only my own opinion. You have a lot of other boys come off the bench. You have Mark Bradley and you have Derek Canavan and all them. So they have a strong squad. But I personally would start him, but that's only my own opinion.
John, playing as a defender, let's say playing a defender on Sunday for Mayo or Saturday evening for Mayo, would you prefer Colin McShane to start or have him coming on maybe when your tongue was out with about 10 or 15 minutes to go and having to keep an eye on him?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, as you realise nowadays, modern day football, it's not about the starting 15. It's really the talk nowadays about, you know, finishing with the best 15. Well, Shane, I think Stephen just said it, like the key about Shane's game is agility, the agility that he has. So that makes him a very, very hard guy to mark. I would disagree, Martin. Now, and I'm not, you know, I just feel that the way Tyrone have set up themselves up this year, you know, they're able to spring these lads off a bench, right? Look, when a game starts, 10 minutes into the game, it could be 0-0 or it could be 1-1 or whatever. You know, there's not a lot happens. But once you spring the likes of Stevie off the bench, I feel we've added to the... Who does he?
Me.
Maybe we could...
Have you seen me last Saturday?
Maybe we could spring him off the bench, but I mean, if we spring him off the bench, I feel that you probably get that lift as well. And, you know, when I say... against Kerry, like weeks ago, when you watch the goal that he got, I would love to have seen Canavan get the goal, because, like, it was in the exact same... If he had put it in the exact same spot as his dad put against Kerry... We've been talking about it now, but the fact that Shane got that goal, I think that put him back to where he needed to be confidence wise. So I think we're sitting with a lethal weapon right now, and I feel just the way modern day football is, I would prefer to see him springing, and as Martin said, you're going on a full back or possibly a corner back that's been playing for maybe 30-35 minutes and is under pressure, you know. So that's just my opinion on it.
I just go back there, Rushing, to Martin's point. You know, Galway threw the kitchen sink at Mayo at the start and they were running well. I would say the Galway management would love to have somebody with the same calibre as Callum McShane to come on in the last 10-15 minutes to try and change the game and to influence the very end of it. And I have no doubt Callum McShane's, to me, he's the top 15 players in Tyrone. He'll be starting every day of the week, but just the role he has at the minute after the injury coming back, I just feel he gives the county so much more at the minute.
Yeah. Let's get a rule clarification here, Martin McHugh, okay, because we're talking about extra time, because we've seen nothing but extra time in championship football this year. Does the final go to extra time or is it replay?
It goes to extra time and then it's a replay.
Then it's a replay, that, okay.
Right, there'll be no penalties, actually.
There will be a replay. There will be a replay, yes, for the final. And this could be a really, really tight game. We could have another session of extra time. It's going to come down to who has the better squad. Who has the better squad, Martin McHugh?
Well, you'd feel I'd laugh at Stevie on about playing that. I remember when I was playing, when I found out it was time to go, to stop playing football, I was playing a corner forward for Kilcare. Another corner forward was Declan Goller, who was a young lad coming through and played a wee bit for the county. And my corner back was moved off me to pick him up. And I says, after that, it's time I was out of here. That's the end of me. But, who's the best squad? You feel, looking at, at the start, you were saying to yourself, maybe it's advantage Mayo with everything. But then when you get closer to the match, you realise, and it is about the squad, as the lad said, and everything else. And you analyse the whole thing. You say Matthew Ryan is a big player for Mayo in the middle of the field, but there are none of their forwards really shooting out at you to say, right, these are match winners and everything else. Yeah, they're hard workers and everything else, compared to what, we'll say, what Tyrone have, and Tyrone have to come off the bench and everything else. You just feel that it would be with the squad and everything else, is advantage Tyrone. Then the big thing is, I suppose, can Tyrone get to the same level that they did against Kerry? That intensity in that there, because Mayo will match them. They're definitely one county will match that there, and the hunger and everything else is in Mayo. So, yeah, that's what makes it an intriguing match. Everybody said, Dublin was going to win that Ireland, and Kerry's going to win that Ireland. We made Dublin Kerry final in the very start. And there were people booking holidays and booking hotels in Dublin and everything else, and that's the way it is. So, both teams have had brilliant semi finals, and maybe it'll come down to Joe McCullen make the difference maybe in the end up. You never know.
I see you frowning there, Stephen. So you are.
Well, listen, hopefully the referee doesn't make the difference. Hopefully the referee's not noticed. It's a good game of football. I do think it will be a good game of football. I think it's two very hungry teams, and they'll go toe-to-toe each other. They're obviously very well conditioned, and I think it'll definitely not be a game for the faint-hearted. And so hopefully the referee doesn't influence the proceedings. It would be a helpful way to have a final.
Yeah, Martin mentioned about getting to the level again. They got to a level against Donegal in the Ulster semi-final. They went up a level again in the Ulster final against Monaghan, and then they went up another level. So from where they were in the Ulster semi-final and sort of progressed through it, they've always taken that step up. So they have, Stephen. Is the step up there again?
I feel it is. I think I look at the whole squad, and I think there's a great age range. You have a few lads in around about 30. You have a great bunch there, about 24, 25, and then you have those younger lads who are coming in too. So I feel that the experience is there. I just think that the occasion won't affect them. I think that the older lads and the management team around them will have the feet well on the ground, and I just expect a good performance, and I think they can take that to another level. I think it'll be cagey probably at the start, just feeling each other out, but I feel that they have the focus and the determination and the experience of doing it. I've no questions about raising that level again, that bar again. Yeah. And as John said, you can see the confidence after every game. They took a wee while to put Donegal away. Donegal played a very hot day with a man down, so They're getting that confidence to beat them, and then going against Monaghan and Kerry. I think they have it in. Yeah. They definitely have it in them.
One player, John, that's really stood out for Tyrone this year. I've got a circle around his name here, and I was reading the piece today where they're marking him as a contender for Player of the Year, is Kieran McGeary.
Yeah.
And Martin, you've seen it as well. What he done to Donegal in the first half and the Ulster final, and the part they played in the second half. He's been hugely important for them, and he's off that class, that 24 bracket that was an All Ireland winner and under 21 level too. John,
he was the captain of that team. Yeah. He was back then. He was. I seen him playing quite a few games, and I thought he was an amazing footballer. Just seemed to have his engine number one, but his ability to find players and stuff, I think, seems to be his strong point. When he's in possession, he seems to be able to find people with a lot of balls. He covers a lot of ground. His attitude towards playing football is just amazing. But I'd also add a runner for the Player of the Year, in my opinion. Again, this is my opinion. Like, I think Myler, my opinion, has been up there with him. He's a sort of a silent assassin, really. He's in there doing a lot of work. covers a lot of ground. The same as he was playing the same style and role as McGeary, but between the two of them, I think they've made the difference with us this year with that connection defensively to forward line. They're the men carrying the balls, but they're also doing a lot of scoring and a lot of other work. So, yes, he's top class, but there's men pushing him as well.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, I suppose Martin touched on it there earlier in relation to, you know, the run-in. Tyrone have a very short run-in. Mayo have about 4 or 5 weeks to run in. Who is it advantage? I suppose we know Saturday night, but who is it advantage? People say that Niall Conway said earlier that he felt it was advantage Tyrone. What do you think? Because
if we think back, Tom, to the Kerry situation and the way we were building it up, and there was a stage where Tyrone weren't going to play the match, and we genuinely were sitting wondering, as I said, we're done. So the preparations we would have had, for instance, and it's well documented. Prior to the Ulster final, there was players out. We didn't train much. Same thing happened within the next 2 weeks. So our preparations weren't good there anyway, right? Obviously, Kerry were sitting there basically twiddling their thumbs, and it's pretty obvious in my opinion in the match that their preparations weren't good at all. I think they might have, maybe there's four people I've seen cramping. Like in this modern day age of football where the science is there with the top trainers that's there, I thought it was just unbelievable that some of the top players were lying down cramping. So their preparation in my opinion failed. Now Mayo were sitting waiting probably just as long there. I don't think, Tom, that we're going to catch Mayo the way Kerry were. I don't think they're as naive as Kerry were. They're a team that when you look at them playing football, they never give up. If you think of over the past number of years where they've played in All-Irelands and finals and semi-finals, maybe out the door half time and they're back playing at you. So I can guarantee their preparation will be second to none. So that's not something that we can work on when it comes to Sunday. They're going to be well prepared for us.
Would Tyrone like to have another week maybe to prepare, catch their breath after, or Kerry, and then maybe after weeks?
No, I would say we're in good enough stead right now, Tom. Like the momentum would have been there. The lads going into the match, as spectators and supporters, we just didn't know what Tyrone would be like. Apart from maybe the Horst Devlin, he probably read his piece afterwards. I sat with him in a show like this, and he was the man that basically just said, look, we're going to go down there and show Kerry up for what they really are. And he was right, he really was right. But as spectators and supporters like we are, we didn't know how they were. But I still think that come Saturday, our preparations, the momentum we're in, coming off the game against Kerry, I think it's ideal that we are sitting ready to go again, because the choice of where people play, everybody's ready to rock here and ready to go, and the choice of team selection and stuff, that's ideal. So I think I'm glad we're going on Saturday.
Martin, in relation to the game, matchups is a big thing now. Who's the men that won't have to have matches for, and who's going to do it? And
yeah, well, the matchups is going to be very important, but you feel maybe Mayo will say that they have the right men to do the, from a Tyrone point of view, but you feel looking at Tyrone that they've got the players to do matchups, and I think it was Stephen or John said it earlier on, they've got it right all year, so there's no reason they won't get it right. There will be some big matchups, and probably some of them will be players that's coming from deep that'll have to be picked up, Matthew Rand's a big one. Who's going to pick him up? Let's talk maybe Conor McKenna could go to the middle of the field, pick him up. Will Conor Myler go into the middle of the field, pick him? He's a big player definitely for Mayo that year. You look at maybe it's ready-made different ways. The Tyrone full back line is probably ready-made for the Mayo full forward line. And, if Aidan O'Shea plays in there, you feel Ronan McNamee will pick him up. If he doesn't, Ronan McNamee will pick up maybe Conroy or whatever. And there's ready-made. You think Peter Hart will probably pick up Kevin McLaughlin in the half-back line. The big one, I suppose, is the Paddy Durkin factor then. Who do make a decision? But Kieran McGeary on him, or Conor Myler again to pick up to go on him if he's there, because he is very good coming from defence. And you have the Lee Keegan thing, and suppose they're going to look at, maybe they're going to put Lee Keegan on as Matty Donnelly, he plays inside, and then if it's a decision they make to Cal off the bench, then put him in, and he'd be there for him. The big thing is the big decisions weren't made. I think sometimes the matchups are big and everything else, but maybe times is what happens on the field to make the changes on the field that sometimes makes the difference. And particularly if the game, you know, with a, especially, you know, now you have an 80-minute game in that there, so the changes made in the field, so that'll be a big one. It's, when we look at it, it's an intriguing battle, and it's going to be intense stuff by both teams, and you feel, you know, that whoever wins most of these big battles won the match. And the Aidan O'Shea factor is a massive factor. I think he's a fabulous footballer. I think he takes a lot of stick from a lot of pundits and everybody else out there, giving him a lot of stick and everything else. I think he's a great credit to, you know, what he's achieved in the game. And I mean, it's an amateur game and the commitment and effort he's given. And I'd say, you know, probably it looks like, in listening to people anyway, I heard even Andy Moran saying that they could play him in between the half forward line in that general area to maybe where Frank Burns will probably be sweeper there, and they'll use him to roam in that area there to put a bit of pressure, and they can aim kick outs at him. I'd be shocked if he doesn't start the game. And I think he's a player that maybe hasn't been going well, and people are saying he's never played well in finals. This is the important one now. There's always one there that you can end up delivering, because I mean, Stephen probably know him a lot better than me, even come up against him. I think he's a fabulous player and a big leader. He's a big, big leader for Mayo.
How do you handle him, Stephen?
I feel the Mayo management team have a serious problem in their hands, and you know, Throne probably have a more settled team, and obviously the big talking point where he came off and the Dublin game, and Mayo went on then improved and won. He's a man that I think maybe isn't in form. As you say, he's a big player. He's a big character for that Mayo team. I feel the Mayo management team will have to answer serious questions on what to do. It maybe unsettled them a wee bit and how you deal with that. So I feel that they're under pressure with him playing. The fact that, you know, you don't know where his best position is or where to play him, yeah. I think that's a serious problem for going into a final. And when you're trying to find a position for a player, I feel maybe you're better going with somebody else. So if he is playing and he's not in good form, I'll be happy.
Yeah. If you're just tuning our way to Highland Radio on this Thursday night, we've got the Score programme out and about live at the Owen Rose O'Neill's Club in the parish of Lake Patrick in County Tyrone. It is, of course, All-Ireland final week, and we're going to the final stretch. By the way, if you want to ask our panel a question, just raise your hands. Tom is now down on the floor with the radio mic. We have to say hello to Tom and Bernie O'Neill, who are listening in from home. And, of course, a lot of people across the Northwest tuned this evening, and indeed across the world, at HighlandRadio.com as well. So anybody with a question, if you want to raise your hand, what we'll do is just go to John Lynch. John, I'm actually looking at the Tyrone team that obviously started and beat Kerry the last time out. When you were playing football, if you looked down at the sheet and you seen your goalkeeper and your full-back line had all scored, and either your midfield or your half-forward line had scored, what would you be thinking?
You'd be thinking, well, unless Martin McHugh had become a defender or something, you'd be wondering what's going on there, and seriously. But obviously, you know, it has evolved to this level now. And I think the key for, maybe I think Martin might have spoke about this, the Tyrone team at the minute are comfortable to play anywhere. Like, I was asked a question about naming your half-forward line. I don't think you possibly would even need to name a half-forward line on the Tyrone team at the minute. I think what you do is you name 1 to 15 and that's it. Give them a jersey and let them go, because they are comfortable. Like, that maybe goes across the board to a lot of teams, but with Tyrone, I think a lot of them lads are quite comfortable to play anywhere. Like, a majority of them lads would play forwards for their clubs, midfield for their clubs. You know, 4 scores out of 4 defenders is just amazing. But them boys are comfortable doing what they do, and it's the modern way of football nowadays. So it's to be expected nearly at this stage, where your defenders can, you know, find themselves in an area to score. And I think it's great. It's great to see it. And then again, when you look at the keeper, what we're getting out of Morgan. Yeah. And again, it's down to a lot of preparation. You know, obviously, when you look at the Ulster final with Monaghan and ourselves and the role the two keepers had, you know, it was big. It's a big thing, and it's the evolution of football, and I think it's absolutely great to see these lads getting up there and scoring.
Yeah. Tom, we'll go to the floor. Anybody with any questions down there?
Yeah, they're all very shy down here. I don't know. I hope
they've all gone very quiet.
Yeah, they've all gone very quiet. There's a man here, I've been told, I have to speak to Ben McNulty. How are you, Ben?
Not too bad. Grand.
You're taking it all in. What do you make of it on you? What do you think, sir?
I think Tyrone won by a couple of points. Very confident.
So, yeah. And tell me, have you been at any of the games or are you just watching them on TV?
I go to all the games. There's a lot of boys in here, just Plastic supporters. There's not too many in January when you see them up around Armagh, place like that for the McKenna Cup. You don't see them boys up there.
Are you up there this year?
No, not this year.
Did you go to Kerry this year?
Nope.
I don't know. You weren't as many games as you're making out of them. What do you make of this Tyrone team?
A very good side. Very good at the minute. Yeah, they're a good team.
How does it compare with, say, the one Stephen O'Neill was on that won the 3-All-Ireland?
They were a very good team as well. Very good side too, yeah. No, I'll be very confident now for Saturday evening.
And how proud are you of Colin McShane and his achievement and having a club man?
Brilliant, very good. Very proud of him, so very proud of him all around here. Yeah.
Sure, and that's Ben McNulty there. He's echoing the sentiments of everything else. As a man here has been told to speak to as well. Tell us your name first.
Paul Houston.
Paul. Tell me, Paul, do you miss many games? Because Ben McNulty is making out he's going to games and he wasn't at them at all.
Oh, he goes in on that man there, and his brother Joe goes everything. He's like cow shite, he's all over the road.
I think you better come away with that microphone, Tom.
We're not after
guaranteed. Get yourself on a goal. Anybody wanted to do a bet, back Callum McShane for a goal and all there in the final. Get yourself a prize. Get on early.
Okay.
And is he going to start or is he going to come on?
Doesn't matter where he comes on. He's going to get a goal.
Okay.
And are you going to produce a score now when you're at it?
I might as well. Yeah. 2-13 to Tyrone, 1-10 to Mayo.
Oh, it's going to be easy enough.
Very good.
And tell me, where's Ronan Parker? Where are you, Ronan? Hello, Ronan. How are you? You're propping up the bar.
Yeah. That's
okay. Tell me, what do you make of this Tyrone?
They're very good. They have come on there under no pressure. So we're hoping that they're going to come away, bring Sam down the road on Saturday. But both teams are going to be thinking the same. But hopefully our boys will be better come Saturday.
How well do you know Colin McShane?
Well, I'm going to say I taught him a lot, but
that'd be a lie.
He doesn't like as much drink as me.
it's a bit like the GPO in 1916. There's a lot of fellas that were there as well, but when the years went by, and I think a lot of fellas have coached Carl as well.
No, I wouldn't say I coached them in football, but life skills maybe.
That's good. And tell me, are you going to the game?
Of course, I go to most games.
Were you up in Armagh?
That's a one county, I haven't got it yet.
Okay, Ashi.
Okay. Thanks to Tom Comack and the guys from the Owen Rose Club down on the floor. Okay, we're under the closing minutes of this special broadcast that we have from the Owen Rose Club in Lake Patrick. Somebody mentioned pressure there, Martin. Who's the most pressure on, do you feel, going under this one? Remember the Mayo. You're actually confused here because I'm looking down, and every now and then you look down into the crowd and you see the green and red, and you get confused with the Mayo taps. Is there more pressure in Mayo given that they beat the All Ireland champions Dublin? We know what it's like. We don't have 14. And
now listen, in All Ireland final, there's pressure on both teams. It's just the way it is, you know. Looking at it, it's how to perform. The only thing you always, you know, you hope doesn't happen, that somebody misses a penalty that's going to make the difference, or misses a free or something like that, or misses a goal or something. You'll remember for that there at times. All Ireland finals, there is pressure in Ireland finals, but it's on everybody, including the referee and the officials and everybody else. But good, we're really looking forward to it. You know, I think as John said earlier on, there was a time this year we thought we weren't going to get an All Ireland final, so it's great we have it, and we have it coming up. And I'm really looking forward to it because it's a intriguing match. You know, it was Dublin Kerry, we kind of say it's Dublin Kerry and Dublin Kerry again, but the fact that, you know, we have my own Tyrone, it's different than everything else, and you know, it's Conan Ulster, and I'm really looking forward to it and everything else, but I think I was listening to the fellow you used to call God up here, Peter Kahneman, and he says that Mayo's going to be winning right up the end, and then Tyrone's going to come back and get a few scores and draw the match, and they're going to be back for another day. That's what Peter says. So we might argue with Peter Kahneman.
Well, Stephen O'Neill might argue with him. Stephen.
No, definitely wouldn't.
How do you think it's going to go now on Saturday?
I obviously think it'll be cagey at the start. Both teams will fill each other out. I feel there's more pressure maybe on Mayo, and even that whole history and tradition of this curse and things like that there, all them players grew up listening to that, and I just feel when the game's tight and in the melting pot, I just think there'll be a wee bit more steel and belief with the Tyrone lads. So I'm hoping that'll get them across the line.
Yeah. John?
Well, I suppose if you look at the run that we had, you know, when you go back to Donegal, Monaghan, fine margins, won them games for us. Kerry, nothing finer. We got through there. So the same thing's going to happen on Sunday. We're looking, it's going to be fine margins in this game.
We have to say hello to Patsy and Enya McGonigal, is it, listening in at home, and also Michael McGonigal in Philadelphia in the USA as well. So
We really like Joe McQuillan and Donegal.
That's why I have that feeling about them, Tom.
Tell me, Stephen, just one thing. This is your first All-Ireland to watch as a supporter, isn't it?
No. Ah, well, no, I'm 95.
When you were playing, you didn't get to realise that at all, enjoy that at all.
No. Trust me, I would rather be playing than sitting here tonight, even though it's been a good night. No, listen, it's good to get both experiences, you know, and I've been lucky, I've been involved in the All-Ireland finals and that, and it's a magical time, and I suppose as a whenever you're in your mid-20s, you don't appreciate it enough, and I'm sure Martin and John, you would say the same. You just think these things are going to happen all the time, and when you look back on it, realistically, you only have 10 years, if you're lucky, to win an All-Ireland medal. And I remember talking to Matty Donnelly and Peter Hart about that, because I would have played with them, and whenever I was in coaching with them, I was just saying that to them, like, because you really do, you're 10 years really where you're at your peak of your powers, and after that, like, you know, you can just notice the wee decline in speed and your life changes, and your family and things like that to look at. So It's nice now. I'm a father. My two children are looking forward to getting into school tomorrow with their Tyrone jerseys and their friends. And as I said, to experience that and have the, you know, inspire the next generation, I think it's just brilliant to be part of it all. And I think we're all blessed as a county to be experiencing this. We experienced it in 2018, and we're now 3 years later doing the same again. So I have no doubt that there'll be some of these young lads sitting here will be the next Cathal McShane, and we'll be here hopefully in 10, 15 years' time chatting about them and maybe having two or three more All-Irelands in the bag.
Yeah. Listen, I think then just general consensus up here at the top on the stage, Tyrone won on Saturday. Yeah. We're all nodding, we're all getting the nod.
I think it's raw, maybe. I'm with God.
He listens to Peter too much.
What about on the floor at Tyrone one on Saturday? Yeah! Well, we all hope so. Listen, that's bringing an end now to our broadcast tonight. A round of applause, Mark McHughes, Stephen O'Neill, and of course John Lynch for joining us tonight. We also have to thank everybody who contributed to the show. Stephen Boyle, chairman, Donald Duck McKay, Galvin Early, club stalwart, of course, Jared McShane, Ryan McShane, Brendan Boggs. We also had wonderful music from Cora Early, Declan McCrossan, Danny Ball, Niall Conway, to Tory McLaughlin, who skipped out from the Sigerson's game and joined us here live this evening, and once again to the top table. We've also have to thank those who helped us out tonight. Michaela Clark, normally, of course, on the news in Highland and helping out on the 9 to noon show. We're getting her converted into sport and GAA, so we are helping tonight. And, of course, to Tom Comack as well. Many thanks, Tom. So that is it. The best of luck to Tyrone in the All-Ireland final this weekend against Mayo. There's just hours to go. And, of course, the very last best luck wish has to go to the very man himself, Mr. Cathal McShane. And again, we thank his family. We have, of course, of Jared here. We've got his mum and his sister and his mum and dad here as well. So the best luck to Cal and all in Tyrone. And we're going to finish out with a Tyrone song. He released this just a couple of days ago, and it landed on our lap at work. And we thought that's a good one to finish off our broadcast in Owen Rose and Lake Patrick with. We've got Chrissy Mack here joining us, and he's going to sing Back Home to Tyrone to see us out tonight. Chrissy.
the road. That rocky road to Dublin you were on. We're gonna bring the Sam Maguire home. Drop the rope back to Tyrone. Raise the red hand high above Tyrone. Come on Tyrone, you're on the road. That rocky road to Dublin you are on. We're gonna ring the sound back to Tyrone. Drop the rope back to Tyrone. Fly the red hand high above Tyrone. We've played some teams along the way. The Barney men, the Blue Stack men, the Kingdom, and the brave men from Mayo. But the red hand men will lift the sound. Give the mighty Hogan stand. Bring the sound back home to Tyrone. Come on, Tyrone. You're on the road. That rocky road to Dublin you are on. We're gonna bring the Sam Maguire home. Rock the road back to Tyrone. Play the red hand high above Tyrone. Those mighty clansmen from Tyrone have once again heard the call and rocked the road back home to Tyrone. Those mighty clansmen of Tyrone, Red Hugh and Phelan's battle cry, rock the road back home to Tyrone. Sing it like, come, come on Tyrone. You're on the road, that rocky road to Dublin you were on. We're gonna bring the Sam Maguire home. Rock the road back to Tyrone. Fly the red hand high above Tyrone. Come, come on Tyrone. You're on the road, that rocky road to Dublin you were on. We're gonna bring the Sam Maguire home. Rock the road back to Tyrone. Fly the red hands high above Tyrone. We're gonna bring that Sam Maguire home. Rock the road back to Tyrone. Fly that red hands high above Tyrone. Come on, Tyrone!
Brilliant stuff indeed. Come back home to Tyrone. Chrissy Mack with his Tyrone song. We just have to thank one more person before we leave. That, of course, is Conor O'Neill of P. O'Neill's in Strabane Building Services, who supported us tonight in bringing the live broadcast here from Lake Patrick. Thanks to everybody. Enjoy the All-Ireland final. Good night.